Track 10. A window into Market Town's heady decade. Newton Abbott saw many changes in the 1970s. The town centre was radically revamped with the loss of the old market and the construction of the new bypass. While the decade's start and end was also marked by a pair of floods. Now, a new book covering those heady, changeable years has just been published by local author Brian Thomas. From Flood to Flood, 10 tumultuous years for an historic Devon market town, 1970 to 1979, has just been published. Retired journalist Brian Thomas has pulled together a series of articles telling the story of the town during a decade of change. Through his short stories and news snippets, Brian builds up a picture of how the town coped with the many changes experienced in the 70s. The times seem busy with parades, summer fetes, and carnivals, and he brings to life long-forgotten town centre shops, public houses, and the faces and characters of the time. He reminds us of old buildings now gone, and visits from celebrities such as the Goodies, Leslie Crowther, look him up if you're under 50, and Miss World, to name a few. The area was also popular with aliens from outer space, and reports of flying saucers abducting cattle, and a battle between Doctor Who and the Suntarans on the moor, making a couple of stories. He doesn't ignore the strife and hardship folk underwent back then. It was a time of strikes and picket lines. Local industry was shrinking, and the original market was mourned with a sham funeral cortege through the town. And he reminds us that some things don't change. One story concerns the fight to keep the local hospital's casualty department open. It's a joyful and sometimes wistful, immensely readable account of life in the slow lane of a Devon, and recommended to anyone with a link to the place. This really is local history at the micro level, and anyone with a connection with this historic town will find something of interest within its pages. Copies of Brian's book are available online at Amazon, at Newton Abbott's Newton Place, the West Country Bookshop in Queen Street, and the Mid-Devon Advertiser offices in Newton Abbott, priced £6.
Off to dance in Germany, Radenhill Clog Morris will represent Newton Abbott as part of the Bessigheim Wine Festival in Germany this September. Radenhill have been asked to perform Northwest Clog Dances on the main festival stage. Patricia Pateman of the group says, "The Germans are very keen on traditional folk music and dance. This will be a golden opportunity for both parties to experience one another's customs and cultures. They have been invited to do this by the Newton Abbott Twinning Association."
Bovey Youth Cafe gets a makeover. With an exhibition on display at Bovey Paradiso's gallery, Steve McCracken worked with some young people of Bovey to bring some of his iconic street art to the walls of the Bovey Tracy Youth Cafe. The event was organised in collaboration with the help of Paradiso gallery manager John Armand. 12 young people came together to discover the unique world of McCracken's artistry. Often seen in the streets of Exeter and Tynmouth, as well as London, a technique Steve taught the youngsters using mixed media to create something similar to a transfer that could be plastered on the walls of the cafe. Angie Blanche, one of the organisers of the Youth Cafe, explained, "Steve's philosophy is that if you're walking down the street and see Sid the seagull or one of his owls and it makes you smile or brightens your day a little bit, then it's all worth it. And that's what we wanted to do for the cafe, to brighten it up a little. Plus, it helps to give young people a passion for art. We live in a very arty town and there's a lot of talent in the cafe. However, the workshop is certainly not the end of the Youth Cafe's work with Steve, and she hopes to start a regular workshop using the techniques learned, while there are plans in the works for a new project at the community fridge. And she added, big thanks to Steve McCracken and John Arnold, as well as those who generously donated all the resources we needed.
Dawlish Loves Dogs Show. A new dog show is being launched in Dawlish. Dawlish Loves Dogs has been established in response to a poll to see if dog owners would be interested. Now, as there were so many people keen to take part, the inaugural event is planned for Sunday, September the 25th. It will take place at Warren Farm between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Organisers will be promoting responsible dog ownership while raising money for animals in distress. A spokesman said, local dog trainers and experts will be there to talk to, and they will be giving talks about what your dog is telling you with their behaviour. As well as the dog show, there will be stalls for refreshments and dog-related businesses, including trainers, groomers, dog food and accessories. Parking costs £1 on site, although this will be limited, so walking is recommended. All dogs should be kept on short leads.
It's that time of the year again. Widdicombe Fair and Uncle Tom Cobley are back. The beautiful village of Widdicombe in the Moor lies between green fields and high moorland hills in a sheltered valley on the east side of Dartmoor. Run entirely by volunteers, it chooses a local charity to support every year. Last year, more than £1,000 was presented to Widdicombe in the Moor Primary School, which happened to be celebrating its 90th year. The school has used the money to improve its outdoor learning environment. This year, the Widdicombe Community Hall has been chosen as the Charity of the Year. They are a small team set up to design, build and eventually manage a brand new purpose-built and accessible community hall in the heart of the village. A spokesman for the fair said, with a main hall for performances, events and sport activities and a separate space suitable for meetings and smaller groups, our multi-purpose centre will facilitate a wide range of community activities for all ages whilst generating income to ensure its future sustainability. The lineup for this year is another fantastic variety of traditional attractions and those that are a bit different. This year's main event will be a spectacular forestry demonstration. A full day of ring events featuring cattle, sheep, horses and dog shows, the ever-popular terrier racing and vintage farm machinery will run from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's a full day's lineup of folk musicians from all over the southwest, both on the field, up on the village green and in the garden of the Rugglestone Inn, playing on until late in the evening.
Gas bottle explosions rock town in shed fire. A series of explosions rocked Totnes late on Monday afternoon as a garden shed was destroyed in a fire. The A381 was closed due to the fire on the Western Bypass both ways from the Dartington turnoff to Redworth Junction. The road closure was affecting traffic between Totnes and Harberton Ford until late into the evening. Motorists could see the fire catching onto the surrounding trees from the road. Fire crews from Newton Abbott, Buckfast Lee, Torquay and Paignton attended. While the fire was caused by a large garden structure setting alight, the bangs came from the gas canisters that were stored in the building. Kingsbridge Hill was also closed for a number of hours. White asbestos was spread onto the road by the fire. Witnesses reported seeing several individuals in hazmat suits working to decontaminate the area. Fire control reports, two fire engines were mobilised following a number of calls reporting a shed on fire. The cause is believed to be accidental.